From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. Even though COVID-19 has been around for months, there are still many unknowns. Researchers do not yet have answers to many of our questions. However, it is important to keep asking. And that is what people around the world are doing. Google has listed some of its most searched questions about COVID-19.
Dr. Lina Wen is a professor of public health at George Washington University. Back in March, she answered some of the most Googled questions about COVID-19 in a YouTube video. One of those questions was, can COVID-19 be cured? Dr. Wen explains that there is no cure or treatment for the virus. But she adds, 80% of people who get COVID-19 do not need hospitalization. They can stay at home to recover.
However, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the United States warns to get emergency help immediately if the person shows any of these signs: trouble breathing, ongoing pain or pressure in the chest, new confusion, inability to wake or stay awake, a blue color to the lips or face.
The CDC notes that this list does not include all possible symptoms. Experts advise calling a medical professional if the person experiences other symptoms that are severe or concerning.
If someone in your household gets infected with the virus, how can you stay safe? The following tips come from the CDC and the Mayo Clinic, a nonprofit hospital and research center in the state of Minnesota.
Clean your hands often. Keep your hands clean and away from your face. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. This is especially important after being in close contact with or in the same room as the sick person. If soap and water are not available, use a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Cover the whole surface of your hands and rub them together until they feel dry.
Keep apart and separate. Stay at least 2 meters away from the infected person. If possible, have the sick person eat and sleep in a separate room, and use a separate bathroom. Do not share items such as sheets, towels, electronics, and eating utensils, knives, forks, and spoons. If you need to be in the same room with a person who is sick and he or she is not able to wear a face covering or mask, wear one yourself.
Do not touch your mask while you are using it. If it gets wet or dirty, replace it with a clean, dry mask. Throw away the used covering and wash your hands. Make sure any shared areas have good airflow. Open a window to get air moving. Do not accept visitors in your home. Only permit visitors when the sick person has completely recovered and has no signs or symptoms of COVID-19.
Be careful when washing clothes. Do not shake dirty clothes. When washing items touched by an infected person, use regular cleansers and set the washing machine to the warmest setting. Wash your hands after putting clothes in the dryer. Dry clothes completely on the hot setting. When touching clothing worn by a sick person, wear disposable gloves and keep the items away from your body. Wash your hands after removing the gloves and throw them away.
Clean your home often. Every day, clean surfaces that are often touched, including counters, tabletops, and doorknobs. Avoid cleaning the sick person's separate room and bathroom.
Be careful with dishes. Wear disposable gloves when handling dishes, cups, or other items used by the sick person. Wash dishes with soap and hot water or in the dishwasher. Clean your hands after taking off the gloves or handling used items.
Experts at the Mayo Clinic remind all caregivers to take care of themselves, too. They warn that caregivers might feel stressed. They might worry about their health in addition to the health of the sick person. This stress and worry can affect a person's ability to eat, sleep, and work. It can also worsen any existing health problems. It may also increase the use of alcohol, tobacco, or other drugs.
The experts give these suggestions to caregivers. Keep a daily routine. Get showered and dressed every day. Eat healthy meals and drink a lot of water. Exercise. Get plenty of sleep. Avoid drugs and alcohol. Do stretching, deep breathing, or meditation. Do fun activities, such as reading or watching a movie. Connect with others and share your feelings. Monitor your own health and look for symptoms. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Brian Lynn.